ब्रह्मादयो सुदगणामुनयो प्रसिद्ध्याम्। तत्तैकतानगतयो वदसां प्रवाहै नाराधितं पुरगणैरधुनापि पितृ किन्तोऽस्तुमर्हति समी हरिरुग्रजातिः मन्ने धनाभिजनरूप तपस्तुतौ तेजप्रभाववलपौरसबुद्धिजोगा नाराधनायसि भवन्ति परश्च पुंसो भक्त्यातुतोष भगवान् गतसुतपाय विप्राद्युतरगुणयुतोदरनिन्दनाभ पादारविन्द विमुखा सपतं वरिष्यम् मन्ये तदर्पितमनो वचने इहार्थम् प्रोणं पुनासि सकलं नति भूरिमाणम् नैवात्मन प्रभुदं निजलाभपूर्ण मानव जनाद विदिशो करुण प्रणीते जज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमान तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्त यथा मुखस्ते। And the last meeting we have discussed that a person in devotion and service, even though born of a very low family who are eating dog's flesh, is better than a qualified Brahmin who is not a devotee of the Lord. The only disqualification that he is not a devotee of the Lord that makes everything null and pass. Harava bhaktasya puto muhabda. The Bhagavata school does not give any credit for all material acquisitions. Simply they say it is simply waste of time. Sarma eva hi kevalam. If by your worldly acquisition, if by your religious principles, if you are becoming very highly thoughtful, man of character, all good qualifications, materially estimated. But if your aptitude is not Krishna consciousness, then Bhagavad says, Samayi Vahi Kevala. It is simply living. That's all. Dharma Shana Sthita Pumsa Vishrakshina Katha Kusha Nutpadaya Dratin Yadi Samayi Vahi Kevala. Sama means leva. And Kevala means only. Dharma Shana Sthita Pumsa. Everyone has got some particular type of beauty. I am not speaking of those who are not following the Vedic duty means to follow the duty enjoined by the scripture. That is called duty. Duty, you cannot make anything manufacturing duty. This is my duty. No. Duty means it is authorized. So, according to Vedic principle, everyone has some authorized duty. The classification is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They are followers of the enjoined duty. Otherwise, they are called Panchama. they are out of the scope. So, even those who are following the duties, Brahmin's duties, Kshatriya's duties, Vaishya's duties, Sudra's duties, the more you come lower, the duty charge becomes smaller. Just like the Brahmin, they have to qualify in 12 kinds of qualifications. The Kshatriyas, they have to qualify themselves in 7 kinds of qualifications. The Vaishyas, they have to qualify themselves in 3 kinds of qualifications. And the Shudras, they have to qualify themselves in 1. That's all. What is that 1? Simply to serve the Master faithfully. That's all. Puricajyatmakam karnam Shudra karma sabhavasam. A Shudra means one is simply to satisfy the Master. He cannot live independent. He must seek out. It's like a dog. A dog living independently means it is a street dog. There is no comfort. A street dog has no comfort. So cats and dogs, they will find out some station. Just like this cat, Govindadas is cat. As soon as Govindadas comes out, immediately he comes on the feet. My dear mother, please keep me on your feet. So that is fortunate. She has selected, it has selected a Vaishnavi. So it will have some good effect. But if the selection is wrong, so our Vaishnava principle is we have to qualify ourselves just like cats and dogs. But we are not going to serve the ordinary person. Krishna and his best. Then his life is perfect. Kalo Sudra Sammava. In this age, everyone is practically a Shudra, seeking a Master. So let him seek a Master. Krishna is prepared. He says, Sarva Dhammān Parityajya Mamekam, just accept me as your Master. The Master is ready. If you accept this Master, then our life is perfect. Even though you are now in Shudras, but don't make mistake to find out a Master with a nonsense, then life is past. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, the Sapasanga Viparishtam, because one has dedicated his life, because without dedication, one's life to the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all other qualifications, material qualifications, acquiring, they are simply laboring hard. That's all. There is no benefit. As soon as this body is finished, whatever I acquire by my material qualifications, that is all finished. But if you have got a thing of spiritual qualification, that is gold. Because you are spirit soul, you are eternal. Therefore, whatever spiritual activity you do, that is also eternal. Now, the question is that does it mean that Krishna is hankering after your service? We are advising everyone to just become a servant of Krishna or his representative. Krishna and his representative is identical. That is explained in the Urvasa. Samsara Dhamana, like you chant this song, in the last verse, that is, Sakshadharitena Samastra Sastri. The representative of Krishna is not different from him. That is the way of dealing, even in the material field. Anyone's representative is as good as the proprietor. Even an ordinary canvasser. He comes to book some order from you, but as soon as he signs on behalf of such and such company, then the company is responsible for its signature, because he is representative. Even if he has transacted some business at a loss, the company has to bear it. If there is no profit, the company cannot refuse the contract, because it has been signed by a representative. Is it not a fact? What do you think? This business? If this business dealing, as soon as a man signs for a set and set company, it doesn't matter. Just like representative, ordinary foolish man, he comes with a paper, here is a warrant for you. You have to go immediately. What this he can say, what you are? You are non-significant? No. He's representative of government. Therefore, you have to abide by his rules, abide by order. So in the material world also, representative value is there. Similarly, Sakshadharitena Samasa, the spiritual master is representative of Krishna. And Krishna Chakravarti advises that in all the scriptures, it is stated that spiritual master is identical with the Supreme Lord. Sakshadharita. Sakshad means exactly the same. Sakshad. Not that indirect. Sakshad means direct. Just like face to face. If you see the representative of Krishna, so that means you are seeing Krishna. Because you have to see Krishna through that representative, otherwise there is no seeing Krishna. He is a transparent medium. Everyone has no idea what is Krishna. And because the representative of Krishna induces one to see Krishna and gives his knowledge and intelligence and tactics how to see Krishna, therefore he is as good as Krishna. That is the verdict of all shastras. Sarsad haritena samasta shastra. Samasta means all. And shastra means scripture. Shastra, Vedic literature. Authorized literature. That is the verdict. Hindu Prabhuja, but it does not mean, not like the Mayavadi. The Mayavadi, they present, he is Krishna. But Krishna, the spiritual master, he does not say that I am Krishna. He says I am humble servant of Krishna. That is his position. Hindu, but the servant, why is as good as Krishna? Because he is the most confidential servant. Therefore he is as good as Krishna. So, here the question is that a disciple, a follower is advised to serve Krishna. Krishna is far away, he is representative. Just like cats and dogs. Vaishnava Thakur Tomaru Kuku. Bhulia Janaha More. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one song. Vaishnava Thakur, a spiritual master or a Vaishnava, is called Thakur. Just like we say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thakur means as good as God. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, Vaishnava, who is actually representative of Krishna, he is also Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says. Baladev Vrindavan Thakur. All the big Vaishnavas, those who are representative of Krishna, they are called Thakur. So, Vaishnava Thakur, Tomara Kukur. Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is addressing. My dear Vaishnava, devotee of Lord Krishna, you are Thakur, you are as good as Krishna. So, you accept me, Tomara Kukur. You accept me as your dog. So, yes, a very lengthy song, Tomara Kukur, Bhulia Jana Homori. So please accept me as your dog. And then he describes as a dog, what is the door? No outsiders are allowed to come in. So he says, I shall always watch your door. I shall not allow any non-devotee to enter your house. He is saying like that. And for my food, whatever remnants of food you throw me, I shall be satisfied. In this way, he has presented himself as a dog to the devotee. So, why this instruction? Does the Vaishnava require a dog or Krishna require any servant? So this verse says that Naivātmana Prabhurayana Nirjalāvapūr. The Lord, Prabhu, or his representative. He does not require any service. He does not require any service. Then what is the use of offering myself as a dog, as a servant? He is not need of a dog or a servant. Nija lava punna. Nija means own. Lava. Lava means gain. Purna. Purna means full. He has Krishna. Krishna is full himself. Sarai satya purna. Purna means complete. He is full of all opulences. Nobody is richer than him. Nobody is deluded than him. Nobody is powerful than him. Nobody is beautiful than him. Nobody is learned than him. Nobody is renouncer than him. Let's see. Krishna has created, God created this world. But God does not come here. He has got his own place. Kingdom of God. Let's see, renouncer. You do whatever you like, you can. Enjoy. You want to enjoy. You want to become God. And you want to imitate all life. Take this world, material world, and do whatever you like. Who can be renouncer than him? If you construct a small building, it is my building. No trespasser allowed. Just see how Krishna is renounced. God created. The God is here. Nobody is more renounced than God. Krishna. So, how we can become, how we can satisfy him by becoming his God or servant? He can create millions of servants like you. Why he shall be answered to accept you? A post class person, I mean, not even what class, no class he is. So here it is said, Prabhu, I am Prabhu, Krishna, Nijalabhapurna. He is complete in himself. There is no need of any service for him. Otherwise, unless he is complete, how he can be God? Similarly, the question is this, all right, if Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is complete, that's accepted. So how is representative is complete? So he requires some servant of God. No. He was complete. How is complete? Better because the complete is his property. Krishna is his property. Therefore he was complete. Just like the father is very rich man. And the little son, he is not rich man. But because he is rich man's son, never is rich. Automatically. Janglam dhyata apurang lābhaṁ mannate nādhikaṁ tataha. So that's what Gita is point. That if you can achieve Krishna, how you can achieve Krishna? Krishna does not require any service from you. But the love, if you can achieve Krishna, then he'll feel that I don't require anything more. Jamalabdha, by gaining which a person thinks complete, full. Guru Maharaj said, when he saw Vishnu, he said, Sāvim kṛtā tosmi paramajāt. My dear Lord, my all desires and demands are now fulfilled. I don't want it. This is Krishna conscious. If actually one becomes Krishna conscious, he has no more demand for anything material. Not by becoming Krishna conscious, even by coming to the spiritual life, one can become like that. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. As soon as one realizes his self, immediately becomes God. So long there is demand for our sense gratification, you cannot be joyous. So nijalabhapurna. Tarishin dhanadi atpanena sammanam prasisaiva bhagavan apityata nitya. So this verse says, no. That's right. In a material sense, if I got immense wealth, if I got immense manpower, many servants, many children, many followers, many houses, many bank balance, all these things. So that is a kind of so-called satisfaction. So does Krishna and his devotee require this kind of satisfaction by possessing more? This verse says no. It is not that. Krishna is representative, is not trying to possess more, just like ordinary man. You cannot sit like this. Tarihing dhanadiyatpanena sammanam prasita. Here in the material world, they want to acquire riches and manpower, that is, material desire, fulfillment of material desire. So does this mean that Krishna and his devotee or his representative is like that, desiring to fulfill some material ambition? By getting money and men? His master says, no, it is not that. Tarihi kim dhanadi atmane sammanam prasito bhagavan apikshata. The Lord does he depend upon such material acquisition? Therefore he is canvassing that you surrender unto me, you follow me, so that another addition of servant he gets. No, it's not like that. Try to understand. अनु प्रभु ईश्वर अविदिशो अल्पकार जनात मानव पूजा आत्मन अर्थे न वृणीते नेच्छति जत निजदार्थ नहीं वो पूर्ण। सुप्रीम पर्सनल ऑफ गॉड है डज नॉट रिक्वायर एनी सर्विस ही इज ऑलरेडी सेटिस्फाइड बाय हिज ओन ऑपुलेंस तरी ही पूजा ने क्षति तत्रह कोरोना कृपालु अत प्रणतेश तत्र हेतु जग जग इति जन जन मानम जदवा जग जस्मात जन धनादिना भगवती मानम विदधीत तदेव आत्मने भगवती नानक जथा मुखी कृतैव तिलकादि श्री शोभा प्रतिबिंब भवती न तु साक्षात तस्यैव कर्तुं शक्यते तद्वा प्रहलाद महाराज सेज दैट ही डिमांड्स योर सरेंडर योर सर्विस ऑल योर वेल्थ गिविंग मी एवरीथिंग इट इज फॉर योर बेनिफिट ही इज फुल जस्ट लाइक ए स्मॉल एग्जाम्पल सपोज अ बैंक एडवर्टाइजेस दैट you deposit your money, we give you 5%. So, does it mean the bank has got less money and is trying to get your money to fulfill? No. The bank has immense money. But if you deposit some money in the bank, then your money is protected and you get nice interest. The bank is not poverty stricken. Don't think. I'm just giving a crude example. Similarly, by serving Krishna, he will be benefited. Therefore it is said, manam janam abhidusha. People do not know abhidusha. Abhidusha means they are fools. They are thinking that why shall I become servant of God? Why shall I become dog of God? But he will become very willingly a dog of a third class man. Therefore he is abhidusha. Abhidusha means fool, blessed. He will agree to become a dog, a servant of a fourth class man, third class man and nonsense. And as soon as we shall say that you become servant of Krishna, dog of Krishna, he will protest, oh, how shall I become? I am God. You see, I am Krishna. They see the fun. That's what Abhidusa. Abhidusa means black scale. Manang janat abhudusa kuruna vrinite. So when Krishna says that you surrender unto me, it is his mercy. Out of his mercy he is asking that this will be good for you. You are servant of God, you are dog of anger, servant of Maya, dog of Maya. Servant of nonsense, dog of nonsense, you just become my dog, my servant. That will be good one. And he gives assurance also. Ahankam sarvapapi bhamukhishami. I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions. Suppose I am servant of a thoughtless nonsense. When you ask me something to do, it is abominable, which I should not do. But in order to keep my service there, I have to do it. And it is sinful. But from the reaction of sinful activities, he cannot give me protection. I have to suffer. Therefore, one thing is intelligent. He can understand. that kamadinam kudidhana kudidha palita dhunidesha. I have served throughout my whole life, serving me, actually I am serving, not any master. I don't like that master. I don't wish to serve, because I know that he is third class, fourth class man. But I am serving my lust. I think that by serving this man, I shall get some money, so I shall be able to satisfy myself. So therefore, I am not serving, because I am not inclined to serve. But because, see, I am serving his money. So kamadinam kudidhana kudidha palita dhunidesha. Therefore, to serve my lust, I have done so many abominable things. But in spite of doing that, tithaṁ karunānam ījātā, I have served the lust. Kāmādhināṁ. Kāmādhināṁ means not only lust. Lust, anger, avarice, envy, so many things. So, I have served throughout my whole life. But unfortunately, still they are not kind. They are not kind. One man is serving the dictation of his senses. Even if he is old, just going to die, still he is after that sense gratification. He knows that this drinking habit is not good. Nobody will say of his son that you become a drunkard like me, a divorce like me, because he knows. But he cannot give it up. This is the material position. Kama vinan kutidha kutidhana palita dunnidesha. All is dictated. So one who has got this sense that I am serving maya, I am serving illusion. So Krishna is demanding from me service, why not serve Krishna? This is intelligence. So abhidhisa karuna brinit. Then another thing is that I can see, suppose I am serving somebody in the material sense, so I am getting some money. But what I am getting, if I serve Krishna and God, I am not getting even money. It is simply I am wasting my energy. No. It says, jajjat janam bhagavate buddhagita manam. The service rendered unto Krishna. Pacha atmane. If you are serving Krishna, that means you are actually serving yourself. The same example. The hands and legs, they are serving the stomach. You see, whole day working and the food is moving, the hand is preparing food and the brain is working, everyone. But after the preparation of food, the stomach is sitting idly and hangover. The stomach is doing nothing. And the other limbs of the body, they are working all day and night. But when the actual foodstuff is prepared, it is given to the stomach. You see? So, why? Why is it with us? That the Bhagava says that if you do that is your welfare. That is your welfare. Whatever you give to Krishna, that is yours. That is your beauty. That is your everything that comes to. The example is here given that tatsa atmane pratimukhasya yathamukhasya pratimukhasya. Suppose if you decorate your face, suppose Krishna is the face, and you decorate Krishna this face, but you cannot see the beauty of the face. The eyes are there in the face, but you cannot see how much beautifully it is decorated. But you stand before a mirror, and the face reflected in the mirror, you see all the beauty. So we are, man is made after God. You see, we are just a reflection of God. So as the, in the mirror, the reflection, you can see the beauty. Similarly, by serving God, you serve your society, you serve your country, you serve your family, everything. This is the secret. By serving God, nobody is loser. He serves himself, he serves his country, he serves his family, he serves the human society, he serves the living entity, everyone. The same principle. When the stomach is satisfied, all the needs of the body are satisfied. When the water is poured on the root of the tree, all the branches and fruits and flowers are automatically established. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness, that to become Krishna conscious, to become dog of Krishna, servant of Krishna, means you are philanthropist, you are national, you are altruistic, so many good qualifications, you have universal brotherhood, there is big words all, but all these things can be achieved in one stroke by simply becoming Krishna conscious. You become good member of your family, you become good citizen, you become good yourself. You become humanitarian, you become philanthropic, altruistic, everything. Just take one example. Take any devotee, how he is full in all these qualifications. He is a good member of the family, he is a good citizen, he is a good philanthropic, he is a good altruistic, everything. As soon as one becomes Krishna consciousness, all these good qualities will develop. Therefore, a very good example that tatcha atmane pratimukhasya yathamukhasya. Mukhasri, the beauty of the face after decoration, the face cannot see immediately. But it is reflected, it can be seen in the reflection. So if people accept this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then the reflection, the world is the reflection, this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. Everything will be satisfactory, everything will be peaceful, everything will be close.
तस्मादहं विगत विप्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मनः सर्वात्मनाम हि गृणामि यथामनीषम् नीचो जया गुणविसर्गमनुप्रविश्य पूयेत दीन हि कुमानुवर्णितेन
तस्मादेव. Therefore, if the process is like that, if one understands fully that by simply serving Krishna, simply becoming Krishna conscious, I become fully qualified in everything, then why not accept it? The Prahlad Maharshi, jasmadevam. Because it is like that, తస్మాదేవ భగవాన్ భక్తైవ తిష్టతి. So, simply by discharging devotion and salvation, Krishna consciousness, everything can be achieved. Then, what shall I do? Tasmat aham nichu. I know that I am disqualified in every respect. I am born of a demon father. I cannot give any good representation of my family, my father. And I am also a little boy, a child. I am not educated. I never studied Vedanta, how to please God, how to understand, never studied philosophy. So, I am disqualified by birth, by age, by education and everything. Me too. In everything, I am lower. That is the temperament of a Vaishnava. Vaishnavam never thinks, oh, I am this, I am that. Lord Maharaj, just see how much qualified he is, but he is thinking himself. Nicha. Nicha means the most downtrodden, the most fallen. That's why Narsimha Thakur is singing, Potita Pavana Hetu Tabo Avatar, Mosama Potita Pabu Nahi Pavya. My dear Lord Chaitanya, you have appeared to deliver the fallen souls, but please note that you will find no degraded fallen souls more than me. I am the last. If you are finding out fallen souls, my number is the last. So, therefore, kindly accept. And then from the opposite side, because you have come to claim the fallen souls, because from the opposite side, my number is first. Please accept. So this is the Vaishnava mentality. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says that I am niche, I am fallen, I am the lowest. I have no good qualification, no good parentage, nothing of the sort. That how can I serve Krishna, the Supreme? But the only hope is that whatever I do, that is good for me. So even if I do a little, that little is good for me. There is no question of disappointment. He doesn't require any service from me. But whatever little service I can render, that is for my good. So there is no question of loss. Jasmadevam bhagavān bhaktaiva tushyati tasmādā nīchopi vigata viplava. That's why I should not hesitate. Nobody should hesitate. Prahlāda Mahārāja is giving us this assurance that to serve Krishna there is no question of hesitation. There is no question that I am lower, I am uneducated, I am born of this family or that family, or I am black or white or this or that. There is no question of disqualification. In whatever position you are, you can render service to Krishna. My Guru Maharaj therefore always instructed that it is not necessary that you have to qualify yourself for serving Krishna. Whatever qualification you have already got, that is sufficient to come to this platform. That's all. You don't require any extra qualification. But what extra qualification? So, if somebody thinks, let me qualify like this, then I shall be able to serve Krishna better. No. That's the wrong philosophy. Whatever qualification you have acquired already, you begin Krishna, study Krishna consciousness immediately, so that even a little bit done for service, you are gainer. Because of bhikkhu, what a sankha. Do not be doubtful that I am not qualified, so I cannot serve. My service is not yet perfect. No. Sadharmana tama bharcha. Bhagavad Gita also, it is said that whatever qualification or whatever aspect you have got, just eagerly engage to Krishna service. And whatever you do, little, that is your aspect. Vigada vitkama varasankarsan iskarasya muhi. So, let me glorify. We started this back to Godhead so that our students may write in this paper whatever realization he has got. It doesn't matter. I have sent therefore one article written by Viruhagya. For publication. Yes. He, one must express his feelings of service. Actually, I started this back to Godhead for this purpose. Not that I want to discuss huge, complicated philosophical thesis. I don't care for it. One must express how his feeling has been employed in the service of the Lord. Without any doubt. And as soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes poetical. There is another quality here. The Vaishnava, the devotee, develops 26 kinds of qualification simply by service of Krishna. Out of that, one qualification is that he becomes poet. Maimanam sarva prachetanena. So, we simply try to express how Krishna is great, how God is great. That is sufficient service. That is complete service. Savanam kirtana. If you simply go to the people, you are denying God, don't do this. God is very great. God is supplying you food. God has created this world. God is feeding everyone. Simply these two things you speak to the people. By writing or speaking, you are rendering great service. Without any education, without any qualification, you simply just, actually this is the fact. This is the fact. Everything is property of Krishna, or God, everything is supplied by Krishna, you are living at the cost of Krishna, your body is given by Krishna. In this way, you simply chant and preach like this, your letters. Is it very difficult? Anyone can. There is no need of qualification. Either go to Japan or Honolulu or this or that. Everyone is mad. Everyone, everywhere you can say this. Just engage yourself in Krishna's service. That is good for you. That's all. Thank you. Is it very difficult to be a preacher? We are going to be a preacher, going to Japan. Do you think it is difficult? It is difficult? Simply say like this. Is it? The God is great. Don't be puffed up that you are great, you are all powerful, you are that. Give up this foolish idea. God is great. He has created this world. He is giving you food. He has given you body. Just simply try to convince them these the principles. And you will become a Christian. So is there any question? Just try to understand. This is Arsenal of consciousness speaking. Don't require any high type of philosophical speculation or this. This isn't, that isn't, that isn't, no. Simple truth. That's all. Just try to glorify God, declare. That's all. And whatever capacity you have got, not that you have to qualify yourself, be so. It is very nice, the pre-Krishna consciousness. When I was first in Boston, I was thinking on the sea that I have come to preach here Krishna consciousness. I see these people are so much addicted to so many nonsense things. How I shall convince them? What shall I tell them? How they will understand me? It's complete different culture. Consciousness. And I was thinking like that. Anyway, when Krishna is saying, let me try, otherwise I shall go back. Yes, actually I was thinking like that. I never thought that so many boys and girls will understand me and work with me. From the very beginning I was thinking that it is impossible. Because their mode of living, their mode of culture, everything is different. And I brought Krishna consciousness. I'll have to say, you don't take meat, I don't take intoxication, don't have this, sex. How they will be able to do that? I was thinking. But by Krishna's grace, everything is possible. That is my practical experience. So, we have to work very sincerely, keeping our faith in Krishna. Do this preaching work. It is not difficult. Be happy. And whatever service you render to Krishna, that becomes your permanent asset. Permanent benefit. Devotion is one. Such nice. If you have any questions, you can ask me. Or chant Hare Krishna. Any question? No. Govinda, you have no question? Govinda,